Hello.
Hi, Mike. It's Billy. You okay?
Hi, Billy. You okay?
I've got George Finney on the line. I've now got his proof of address and included it as well. He has got an application number. I've included that onto the account.
Yeah. When did he sign it?
I got him to re-sign today.
Yeah. The problem I've got is I'm not going to get paid on it. He's inside the 14 days. Have you got an old CFA or have you just got the new ones today?
So he signed an old CFA with us originally, but I did get him to sign. Well, basically, I got him to sign part 1 and 3 today. But he signed.
Okay.
I can tell you now when he originally signed. Just give me 2 seconds.
Do me a favour, mate. Whilst I speak to him, delete the new CFA you've just got and add the old CFA, please, because we can take it from that date. It's outside. It'll be outside the 14-day cooling off period. Otherwise, me and Drew won't get paid for them.
No problem. I'll do that now. Could I just pass a client over to you?
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
I'll do that.
Yeah, please.
I'll pop him over now. Just give me...
Thanks, mate.
Do you know on the CFA? Where does it say the date that the client signed, just so I don't delete the wrong one?
Down the bottom.
Okay, I'll have a look on it now.
We'll say it on... statement date 18th of March, perfect. It'll say it on there where Matt signs is, Bill.
Okay, no problem. I'll pop the client through to you now. Oh, by the way, this client is actually suffering with cancer at the moment.
Sure.
He's going in for operation again tomorrow. That's why you would rather everything done today on this call, if possible.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't think it's terminal, but he is waiting to see if it's gone worse or anything at the moment.
Okay, yeah, pop him through and I'll have a chat with him. If you could do that with the CFA, sure. That'd be great, please.
I'll do it now. No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, George. You're through to Michael at MMA Legal, sir.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you, sir?
I've been better.
Yeah, Billy's just there. Billy's just told me you're going into hospital tomorrow.
Yeah, for cancer surgery.
Yeah. So sorry, buddy. Hey, how are you today?
Just a bit sore and nervous.
Yeah, I can imagine. I had it done
in September, but yeah. They put the camera in, there's something there still, so we're going to put the camera in and operate on it and take it, whatever's there, away again.
Hopefully they'll be able to get it all tomorrow.
Hopefully. If they can't, they need to take my bladder away completely.
No, nightmare. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that, George. I really am.
It's life, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, George?
Yes.
Okay. Just to let you know, George, all of my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
No problem.
It's my role, George, as an investigator, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. Not so much about your time and care. It sounds silly, that, because obviously, you know, this claim is about your time and care. But it's more about, this call certainly is more about the trauma you faced in care. How has that had an effect on you into your adult life? Whether that be through the likes of, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, George, is I'll go and write to, you know, GPs, NHS trusts, hospitals, gather as much information as I can for you, so I can build a picture to the Scottish redress of not only George, you know, in care, but also George because of care.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand that. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So I will ask you some questions, George, and at any point in the call, just you don't want to continue or you want to break, just let me know and we'll arrange something, call back or whatever you need.
No problem.
Thank you, George. So, do you or have you suffered with any sort of mental health problems, George, like anxiety or depression or PTSD?
Yeah, I suffer from... I was going to commit suicide over a year ago. I seen a therapist. They diagnosed me with child from the trauma of being in the care and that. Post-traumatic stress, a child version of it, growing into an adult version. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suffer from that. I suffer from depression. I'm on it. Antidepressants and that.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
No.
So I was diagnosed with PTSD and depression. I went to see a counsellor. Is that a referral for your GP, George?
Yes, twice, yes.
Okay. His GP, okay. I'll get you GP's details in a sec, George. I'll just answer a couple of other questions. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any sort of substance abuse?
No.
Okay.
Just my dad gives an alky.
Yeah. I'm sure you never followed in his footsteps. There's not. Any. So you said, George, that you had suicidal thoughts last year. Did you ever action that, George, or was it just a thought?
No, I told the doctor I was feeling low. I didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And he sent me to the therapist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Okay. So what I'll do, George, with your permission, I'll write to your GP.
Yeah.
I'll write to... Well, if I need to write to your therapist, if I can get that information from your GP, or if you have the therapist's information, I'll write to your therapist as well. Who diagnosed you with the PTSD.
Yeah.
I've gathered all of that information for you. And like I said, I can then attach that to your claim and the evidence we receive from, you know, social services and the educational authorities in Scotland. Can I take your GP's details, please, George?
It's Gorbals Health Centre.
Gorbals, give me 2 seconds.
Yes.
No, how do you spell Gorbals, George?
G-O-R.
Yeah.
B-A-L-S.
Tell you what, I mean, just B-A-L-S, Gorbals Health. Okay, and whereabouts is that, George, down in Glasgow?
Yes, Glasgow and the Gorbals.
Okay. That's a medical. And how long was you there for? How long have you been with that GP? Yes.
Yeah, 4 years. Years.
Okay. 30026. Okay. The therapist that you've seen, George, is that in the Gorbals Health Centre or is that?
No, it was across. Near the River Clyde. I can't even remember the address. It's local as well.
Do you know the name of the therapy institution?
Oh, I can't
stress on it. Don't stress on it.
No.
I'll get it from your doctor. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll write to your GP if they've got the information from, you know, your therapy.
Yeah.
Then great. If not, I'll get the information of your therapist and then I'll write to your therapist. I'm also obviously going to write to the social services and the educational authorities and the care settings that you were in. When I get your information back from care, George, do you want me to share that with you?
With me?
Yeah. Want me to share with you?
But there's a problem there. Yeah. See, up in Scotland, you're allowed to get access to your files.
Yeah.
And I applied for that, my old social worker, now she's dead now. But I went with her, and you know, they couldn't sign my files, pal.
Okay.
They couldn't finish, said they'd lost him.
What I'll do is we'll threaten them with legal action, threaten them to take them to court because they're causing you undue stress by not giving us that information, and we'll see if we can get them for you from them.
Because I just wanted them. Now, I looked at them at the time, and they said, oh, my ex-social worker was here, and they said, oh, we can't find them, we've lost your files.
Yeah, probably just couldn't be bothered looking, to be honest. Unfortunately. Yeah, it's time before. But told. Hey. We're lost. Okay. Well, let me have a crack at it. See what they say. You know, them losing your information isn't gonna be good enough for us, unfortunately. We're not gonna accept that as an excuse. Yeah. We want some answers, so we will get them.
Because I was in a bad car smash when I was in care, right?
Yeah.
I was getting fostered, and the foster parent died, and his partner, she had to go back into care because she couldn't look after me. And I only wanted to check up on that, not, I mean, at the time.
Yeah.
It was about 19 or 20. I just wanted to have a look and read what they'd said and what happened, and that's when they said, oh, we've lost them.
Okay. I'll have a crack at them for you.
Yeah.
We'll have a good go at them, George, don't worry. We'll also write to National Records Scotland as well, see what information we can get from them, as well as the Education Authority, as well as the Social Services. We do tend to cover as many bases as we possibly can. If we are unsuccessful or they try and fob us off, then we'll threaten them with legal action.
Yeah.
So once I get the info, hopefully I'll get the information back for you, George. I'll share that information with you, obviously, because we've had before in the past. We'll then go through this, all the information together, you and I. Make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed anything else. Make sure you're happy that all of your statements are up to date and have everything in there that you need in there. And then we'll add your medical records to your claim.
Yeah.
And we'll do what's called our final submission, George, which is, once we've gathered all the evidence, we finally submit everything together, me, you and I. Just to let you know what we've done so far, George, is we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim. We have an application number for you here, so they know we're going to claim. They know they've recognised us as your law firm, but we've told them we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. So,
and how much are you claiming them for?
I'm not sure, George. They give us an offer. We will obviously walk you through either accepting or rejecting. The only figure I am allowed to discuss with you is the average claim value over the last 5 years in Scottish Redress, which is about £55,000.
I'll just get that to my daughter because I don't know last long. I've got the minimum of 5 years. I mean,
you've got a minimum of 5 years. Have you been told your cancer's terminal, George?
It's stage two. Right, and can spread, you know what I mean? In the lifespan, my daughter looked it up now on Google, my type of cancer.
Yeah.
And it can spread to the gallbladder or the hip area, and they don't want it to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the lifespan of that is 5 years, I said, on Google. She was like, whoa, Dad.
Hopefully you get a lot longer than that.
So do I.
Yeah, me too.
So do I, Paul. I'm only doing this for my daughter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm doing this to leave her something if I get anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perfect. George, we'll run through it all together. We'll get... We'll hopefully then get you, a panel date pretty quickly. That's a panel of individuals in the Scottish Redress. It's a closed door
panel, so, you know, we don't attend. And we'll be notified by writing of hopefully the recognition that you deserve, and also an offer of financial compensation.
Yeah.
Is that okay, George?
Yeah, that's great, Phil.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I need to attend it?
Sorry, no, you don't need to attend anything.
No, that's okay, all right, okay.
We don't need to attend anything. Just to let you know, George, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months to gather all this evidence. Your medical records will be pretty quick, but obviously, you know, the social services, we'll be fighting with them for a bit. But as soon as I get it back, I'll share everything with you.
No problem, Paul. No problem.
Perfect. George, just before we go, before I embark on our large body of work for you, on behalf of you, I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees on this recorded call for our compliance department. And also, George, what other options are out there available for you? So just to let you know, George, that you don't need a law firm to apply through the Scottish Redress. You can actually run this process yourself. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two, George, is that there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. They don't charge fees. The reason they don't charge fees, George, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government per client as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, as an individual representing the law firm, as I am, I can't legally discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you. And probably more importantly, George, what they won't do for you. I'm just not allowed to. All I can tell you, George, is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions, and we don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do, George, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And what that means is, obviously, you win, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to help you, give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Yeah. Our fates are tied, basically, George. Our fees, George, are capped at 16% plus VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%, let's say, for these. No matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Just wait. So what would that be?
19.2%. The VAT is 20% of the 16, so that's about, what, 3.2%, isn't it? About 19.2%. On the flip side to that, George, obviously just for peace of mind, and obviously I know you're going through quite a lot at the moment, but if we're unsuccessful with your case, we will never come looking for fees from you, George. So if we don't get you any compensation, we won't come knocking and looking for our fees from you. Our insurance cover will pay for all of our time and our fees.
Right.
Is that okay, George?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Okay, perfect. Do you understand those three options?
Yes. No, I'm happy to go with you guys, you know what I mean?
Perfect. Thank you, George. George, just to let you know that you did, you have signed some documentation with us. You signed some previous ones, which was the fee agreement. So just to let you know, George, that you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. Whether that be now or in the past, if you're unaware of that 14-day cooling off period, George, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with our fees, happy for us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, George.
You know, just go ahead, Paul. I mean, you're doing me a favour.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, George?
Yes, yes. Just go ahead and do what you've got to do.
Okay, well, look, George, I mean, the best of luck tomorrow. I'll write you within the next two weeks with all my contact details. If you need me for anything, if you need to speak to me now, give Billy a call. She'll fly you, shoot you straight over to me. But honestly, I'll pray for you tomorrow, George. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, pal.
I hope everything goes well tomorrow, George. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, pal.
Thank you, George.
Thank
Good luck tomorrow, buddy.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.